Hello and welcome. You are listening to an exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast. Today, we're bringing you a podcast briefing about data management and business intelligence careers. I'm Catherine Marquis, assistant editor. The business intelligence and data management markets seem to be in a state of persistent evolution and change, and it's unlikely the sluggish economy is helping. And now is not necessarily an easy time for data management and BI pros looking to start or progress in their careers. That's why SearchDataManagement.com sought out the expert advice of Deborah Henderson, president of the DAMA Foundation and VP of Education and Research for DAMA International. We wanted to learn more about the state of the data management and BI job market. So in this podcast, we aim to help clarify the confusion around job titles, get best practices for job searching and writing resumes, learn some tips for getting a career started, and more. Thanks for speaking with me today, Deborah. So tell me, if you would, how the data management job market has changed over the past 5 years or so, and where the jobs are right now.
Well, in the last 5 years, we've had a recovery from the dot-com crisis of 2000, but yet we've now taken another downturn into the asset-backed paper crisis, and many DM jobs are being cut. If I could say how the subject area and job skills within data management have changed within those 5 years, I would say that data modeling for master data management has come to the front, and its link to services-oriented architecture, and those two things together, master data management and services-oriented architecture, are forcing new architectures for data warehousing. Also, another topic that's emerging is data governance. I read somewhere that there is a shortage of these senior-type folks to 2011 because of Sarbanes, data ethics issues, various data disasters, mergers and acquisitions of all kinds. These are the strong drivers.
All right, so we understand there's a lot of confusion around data management job titles and discrepancies between those titles and actual job descriptions. So do you have any insight in how to cut through that confusion?
Right. I delivered a paper in San Diego DAMA Conference this year, 2008, in March, and I touched on this issue. If you want a copy of the paper, you can contact Wilshire Conferences for the proceedings. It was called Creating a Personal Training Program for Enterprise Data Management. And first of all, I referenced a recent DAMA job survey where we profile who we are. And we really are an elusive profession. And this is because the entry-level requirements are very steep. We find that people start off in other areas of IT, and it is 10 years of IT or business experience that most data management professionals have. Colleges and universities are not preparing people for the data management profession, and at DAMA we're trying to address some of these issues. And data management professionals have come from a variety of backgrounds and career paths in undergraduate work, maybe psychology, for heaven's sakes, or the arts, and in IT from, application management background, even from the business side. But we are now becoming a matured profession, and we really should articulate ourselves better. One of the causes for all this confusion is the way HR, human resources, looks at jobs. And one of the usual schemes for HR folk is to put out generic job titles, and then within the job descriptions, look for particular skills. So someone will be called an architect, and that could be a operations networking architect, it could be an application architect, but it could also be a data architect based on the skills that you won't find in the title, you'll find in the actual job descriptions. So this really confuses things, and when we take a survey at DAMA, we find most people are stuck with these generic job titles, which just don't tell you very much. But at DAMA, our response to this confusion is multifold. Firstly, we have to articulate our body of knowledge, and we've started to do this with our DAMA DM BOC project, which has been underway for about 3 years and we'll be publishing the full book in 2009. This is, in fact, the body of knowledge, what we believe to be true, the principles and best practices in data management. So then you end up mapping skills to this, and then you map the skills to the jobs, and then you have a rationalization for job titles, if you want to go that far, okay? So we're working with the Northwest Center for Emerging Technologies on skills cluster and job descriptions, and we're working with the U.S. Department of Labor on job skills and titles and how they collect the statistics in our field. Right now, they just have two job titles that they go after, and this is really not reflective of our profession today. We know what the skills are broadly across data management, but we have to get more specific in the mapping and articulation of them. So the DEMA Foundation, which is brand new, and I'm also president of the DEMA Foundation, will be looking at research into this area on behalf of the profession.
So what's the biggest mistake that data management professionals make during the job hunting process, and what's the impact of that mistake?
My advice is don't talk IT speak. Don't talk data models. Don't talk databases. We need to get more business savvy. We need to discuss business problems the way the business does and how good data management practices will assist in this and alleviate these issues. We need to elevate the discussion and talk the way business talks. For instance, talk about critical customer policy implementations and how data management supports that. How about business performance control and analysis? This is a fancy way, I suppose, of saying BI, but it articulates it at a more detailed level in terms of business concepts. How about new business programs development support? For instance, any new customer programs, product analysis they want to go through, financial goals and analysis, regulatory compliance, all of these things data management can support really well.
So let's talk a little bit about business intelligence and data warehousing jobs. What are some good career paths for BI professionals these days?
Very interestingly, again, if we speak business speak, data warehouse has morphed into business intelligence. That's the way you should articulate this. So speak again about the problems from a business perspective and not the data warehousing technical perspective. The Sarbanes-Oxley is always around. In Canada, we call it the Bill 198. And there's a variation of it in countries all over the world. These programs are heavy and they're expensive. So help rationalize the organization's approach to meeting the regulation requirements with less cost. They've thrown everything at this because they're quite afraid of being prosecuted, and yet everything is very heavy, and there must be more streamlined ways of approaching this. Data governance can be a wing of IT governance, and it should be, and IT governance has been around for years, so we should be leveraging that relationship and educating the IT governance folks on what data governance is about. And again, there's not much done yet in master data management, data services. We need to be experts in these areas.
So how can aspiring BI professionals get started with their career? What would you recommend as important first steps?
Well, if you're already out of school, then take an inventory of your skills with a certified data management professional, certified business intelligence professional, the CDMP CBIP boot camp. Buy and review these study guides and to take courses then to enhance your skills. You know, continuing education is really key. Interview the business data experts from their perspectives in your organization on what should be done in BI and team up with them on proposals. Get in there early.
All right, well, we get a lot of questions through our Ask the Expert forum about certifications, and many readers or listeners are wondering if data management and BI certifications matter. So what do you think? Are they worth it?
Oh, yes, but you're talking to the converted here. I'm really a sponsor of DEMA and their certification program, the CDMP, and now we have about 1,000 CDMPs already certified in our program, which only started about 2003. So it's really taking off. We just had a boot camp in Portland that went on for 2 days. So the CBIP, the Business Intelligence Professional Certification, is also from the same exam set that DEMA is sponsoring. It shows a standard of knowledge that is an assurance to employers when they're hiring. And instead of a random, unfocused continuing education program that employers are paying for, this is a really goal-oriented continuing education way of going about your professionalism. Certification is also an exit stage now for the U.S. college coursework, and there is an emerging CDIQM, a certified data and information quality management certification in development right now to show a base knowledge when exiting from data quality courses. So in the future, we could also see government regulation of IT professionals, as other groups have already been regulated. And we at DEMA want to be there first with a strong voice for our professionals. So there's all kinds of reasons to promote and engage in a certification program, both as an individual, as someone who's hiring, and also on a long-term protection for the profession itself.
So do you have any tips or best practices for data management professionals writing or updating their resumes?
Sure. Go for the CDMP certification or the CBIP and position yourself as a professional and focus on the business problems that you can really assist in. You can study the curriculum framework model for data management. This is a free download from DEMA.org that introduces the idea of job ladders for your career development. Because career goals change over the course of your professional life, so you have to keep revisiting this. You have to develop a career path with flexibility, decide on your specialties, identify the skills you need to acquire mastery for your chosen data management specialties, and then once you have the plan, you got to articulate that in your resume.
So I'm going to change the perspective a little here. What's the biggest challenge employers face when looking to hire data management professionals? And is there anything job seekers can do to better work with hiring managers?
Wow, this is a really good question. Again, it comes back, I think, to the confusion as to what data management professionals offer and the data management subject area in general. So data management is an area that is broad and deep in a set of subject area functions. And in fact, we have 10 of them in our opinion. And this is discussed in the DEMA DMBOK, or Data Management Body of Knowledge framework. This is another paper that's free download from DEMA.org. Organizations have to understand these 10 subject areas or functional areas, pick their priorities, and link them with proper governance. Just to give you an idea, because you're probably wondering what those 10 are. They are governance, architecture, development, which includes modeling, operations, which is database administration, security, reference and master data management, metadata management, data quality, data warehousing, business intelligence, and document and content management. A graphic representation of this as a wheel can be found on DEMA.org as well. So given that you have an understanding of the scope of data management, then a coherent strategy for data management has to be developed, and then employers hire for those skill sets, not the confusing job labels. The strategy is to put these skills in the job descriptions and not in the generic titles, of course. On the flip side, the job seekers, the senior job seekers, can bring that clarity to the interview by understanding and presenting an overview discussion of the 10 functional areas of data management and probing for the employer's priorities, strategies, and offering solutions based on their skill sets and their certification, of course. So if you are a professional who have the common foundations in data management, you have something to build on and to make career choices and career ladders from. Covered in the IS 2002, which is a standard on how IS should be taught in colleges in the North American model, we believe and we have recommended into that standard the following areas as fundamentals for data management: modeling, database, surprisingly perhaps for some, ethics, data processes, in other words, understanding CRUD, which is retrieval, create, update, delete, and interaction of data and business logic. Okay, so we're hearing now that whole IT organizations are already adopting the DMBOK approach to data management in their organizations based on the framework paper that we put out, which is the white paper behind the full DMBOK, which will be 400 pages when it comes out in 2009. And they're already adopting this approach because it works, because of the clarity around the framework, and they can use it as a complete strategy from which they can pick things that meet their business and cultural realities.
Great. Well, that's all. Thank you for your fantastic insight, Deborah.
Thank you.
I also want to remind listeners that you can find more data management and business intelligence job and career sources at searchdatamanagement.com. And as always, you can find this podcast and other data management podcasts in our podcast library. Or, if you have a career-related question of your own, ask our career expert. You can find that link on the download page of this podcast as well. And remember to add searchdatamanagement.com RSS feed to your newsreader, subscribe to our email newsletters, and check back often for articles about MDM, BI, data warehousing, and many other data management topics. Thank you for listening to our podcast today. Signing off from Search Data Management, I'm Catherine Marquis.